بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، والصابرين في البأساء والضراء وحين البأس. Last night we spoke of another attribute of the muttaqin, a very important and salient attribute that's found amongst the muttaqin is that of sabr. Allah says, "As-sabirin," they are those who persevere, they exercise sabr. And we spoke of a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that in every situation, a believer turns to Allah. In prosperity, he turns to Allah through shukr. In adversity, he turns to Allah through sabr. So in every situation, he's turning to Allah. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us. One of our scholars said that a calamity that brings you closer to Allah is far better than a bounty that takes you away from Allah. Many a times there are bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with. Allah blesses us with wealth, great bounty. But if there is negligence shown with regards to that bounty, it can take you away from Allah. Good health can take you away from Allah. And sometimes a calamity, when a calamity strikes, immediately you turn to Allah and you walk through that. And when you come out on the other side and you allowed yourself to enjoy a good relationship with Allah during that difficult moment, you come out on the other side a stronger person. And most importantly, experiencing and enjoying a better relationship with Allah. That's a ni'mah. That was a blessing in disguise. It brought you closer to Allah, and that's the objective and the purpose of your life. Every calamity should take me closer to Allah. Ya sahib al-ham, innal hamma munfarijun la tadza'anna innal farij Allahu. Ila bulita fathiq billahi warda bihi innal ladhi yakshifu al-balwa huwa Allahu. The poet says, O sahib al-ham, O one who is tested with anxiety, with distress, with pain, with heartache, innal hamma munfarij. Listen, rest assured, a time will come where it will vanish. That anxiety, that distress, that pain, that ache, that difficult moment in your life, it will come to an end. Innal hamma munfarij. La tadza'an. When a calamity strikes, don't panic. Don't panic. Don't say what you are not supposed to say. Don't become upset and angry at the will and the decree of Allah. La tadza'anna. Innal farij Allahu. The only one who can alleviate that suffering is Allah. Fa'idha bulit. So he says, and when you are tested, and you will be tested. Every one of us will be tested. In some point and some stage of our life, sometimes every now and again, we are tested in different ways. فَإِذَا بُلِيتْ فَثِقْ بِاللَّهِ. Put your trust in Allah. وَرْضَ بِهِ. And most important is, do not express resentment and anger at the decision of Allah. وَرْضَ بِهِ. Accept it. And be happy. وَرْضَ بِهِ. Put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will alleviate the suffering. Allah says, wasbiru, be patient, have sabr, endure, persevere. You are not the only one who is being tested. Many people are being tested in different ways. Sometimes there are people who are being tested at a far greater extent than yourself. Wasbiru, Allah says, be patient, have sabr, inna allaha ma'as sabirin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who are, Allah is with you. When you exercise patience, Allah is with you. You have the divine support and the help of Allah azza wa jal. There's a beautiful hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِ كَمَثَلِ الزَّرْعِ لَا تَزَالُ الرِّيحُ تُمِيلُهُ وَلَا يَزَالُ الْمُؤْمِنُ يُصِيبُهُ الْبَلَاءِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the example and the similitude of a believer is like a plant. A plant is continuously bent over by the wind. The wind keeps on bending that plant, and it keeps on bending that tree from side to side. And he says the same with the believer. Throughout his life, there will be moments of calamity. We don't wish for it. We don't ask for it. We don't hope for it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you must always ask Allah for afiyah. Always ask Allah for security, for safety, for good health. The best dua you can ask Allah for is for afiyah. But time and again, Allah will test you. He will throw a rock in your pathway, there's a you know, a anecdote that comes to mind. A person, you have this person who's drilling into the ground, and he's drilling and he's drilling and he's drilling, and he's so absorbed by the drilling, right? His boss on the top wants to capture his attention. He's so absorbed and he's shouting out to him and he's not listening. So he takes a 100 rand note and he throws it down to him. He picks it up and he puts it in his pocket, doesn't look up where it's coming from. It might stop falling. And he keeps on drilling, and his boss throws down another 100 bucks. And it, next to him, he picks it, he puts it in his pocket, and he's so absorbed in it, and keeps on drilling. And he throws another 100 bucks, and he doesn't look up. So what does he do? He takes a stone, and he throws it on his head. What's the first thing he's going to do? Look up. So sometimes we're so absorbed in the dunya, I'm so absorbed in my studies, I'm so absorbed in my profession, I'm so absorbed in my career, I'm not looking up. And Allah's sending favors down. He's sending you good health. He's sending you wealth. He's sending you so many favors. You're not looking up. So He's going to throw a stone every now and again to force you to look up. It's going to hurt, but He's going to force you to look up to Allah Azza wa Jal. That's the example of a believer. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us in this world. Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Muhammad rahimahullah, what did he say? He says, لَوْلَا الْمَصَائِبُ لَوَرَدْنَا الْقِيَامَةَ مَفَالِيسِ. Had it not been for the difficulties, trials and tribulations that we experience in this life, we'll come on the day of Qiyamah bankrupt with nothing. So these are challenges that we have in our life. But if we persevere, we turn to Allah, we respond and react the way we should react, the way Allah wants us to react, then it is indeed a great bounty from Allah Azza wa Jal. I share one last hadith with you on this topic of sabr. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has called this month the month of sabr. One of the titles of this month is Shahru Sabr. It is a month where you should develop this quality of sabr, not only confined to the month of Ramadan, but throughout our lives. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He blesses us with sabr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا سَبَقَتْ لَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَنْزِلَةً لَمْ يَبْلُغْهَا بِعَمَلِهِ. Allah, sometimes He has reserved a very lofty position and station in Jannah for one of His servants. But his a'mal, his deeds are not of such a good quality that it could elevate him to that lofty position. But Allah has reserved, Allah wants him to get there. But his deeds are not of that quality that will boost him to that position. So what does Allah do? إِبْتَلَاهُ اللَّهُ فِي جَسَدِي. Allah tests him in his health. Allah, an illness, he'll be afflicted with an illness or a disease or a sickness. إِبْتَلَاهُ اللَّهُ فِي جَسَدِي. If it is not his health, أو فِي مَالِي. Wealth, loss of wealth, أو في ولده, his children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test him in his children. ثُمَّ صَبَّرَهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. And then Allah gives him the ability to persevere حَتَّى يَبْلُغَهُ الْمَنْزِلَةَ الَّتِي سَبَقَتْ لَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Until eventually through those tests and those trials, he reaches that lofty position that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved for him in akhirah. May Allah grant us the understanding.